Reverend Parrish, associate ministers, members of the diaconate, members and friends, good morning. I have several expressions of thanks to share with you prior to the actual announcements. An in-house thank you. The Sunday school superintendents would like to thank everyone for their gifts and cards. Your sincere expressions of love and gratitude are especially heartwarming. God's richest blessings to all of you, Curtis and Denise Milner. Shiloh New Site Baptist Church, thank you for your cards, prayers, and thoughts during the passing of our father, Medwin Weldon. Although this holiday season was sad for us, we can rejoice in knowing that he is now singing praises with the reunion of our mother, Marie Weldon, the Weldon family. Season's greetings. We'd like to thank all of you for the beautiful luncheon and gifts at this year's Seasons Citizen event. We deeply appreciate all the work that went into making it a lovely fellowship, Jareen Mercer McConnell and Beverly Mercer Lawson. And in the last quarter of the year, we send out our community outreach, those line items in our budget that we have pledged to make a donation to. And these are just some of the thank yous that have been returned to the church from the Fredericksburg Rescue Squad, Empower House, the Children's Home of Virginia, Thurman Brisbane Center, Virginia Union University, Fredericksburg Area Baptist Network, and Fredericksburg Area Sickle Cell Association, and the Lloyd Moss Free Clinic. Those are just some of the thank yous that have come back from our community outreach donations. And this announcement has been running for some time, the Christmas card exchange. The cards, there are just a few in the boxes, but there are still a few out there, so please double check. An announcement that is not in your bulletin, the Joint Board has a meeting this Tuesday, January 7 at 7:30. Again, there is a Joint Board meeting in preparation for the first church meeting of the quarter, which should be January 23rd, the fourth Thursday. I would now direct your attention to the announcements in the bulletin from our Sunday school ministry, the memory verse and daily readings for next week's lessons, the deadline for the next newsletter, the trustees for the month of January are there for your review. The security ministry asks that you please take note of the pew that you are sitting in. They are color-coded. The colors are on the top corner of the pew and also near the hymnals so that you know what door to exit through, and also where to go once you are downstairs. In the event of an emergency, please take note of where you are seated and through which door you would exit. Drivers are needed for the church vehicles. If CDL license is required to drive the bus to bring members to and from Sunday service, your points of contact are listed. All church leaders and ministry leads are asked to update your contact information for the church directory. And your contact information is there. The new year is upon us as we begin closing out 2019 or have closed out. The finance ministry will be preparing to mail the year-end contribution statements. If you have moved within the last year or need it sent to a different location, please provide that information to the numbers listed there. The monthly meeting for the women's ministry will be held tomorrow at 7. All ladies of the church are invited to attend. Please take note of the details of information they're asking you to bring to the meeting. On the reverse of the announcements, our known sick and shut in and those on our prayer list, always adding to this list the bereaved families of our church and community, is noted there. The Chambers and Monroe families on the homegoing of our deacon, Sister Eloise Chambers, Sister Dorothy Weldon on the homegoing of her brother-in-law, Sister Sheila Bennett on the homegoing of a brother, the Richardson family on the homegoing of Deacon Lazelia Richardson, and the by extension, the Douglas Richardson and his family. Please continue to keep them lifted in prayer. And as a community note, the Fredericksburg branch NAACP will host the Martin Luther King Prayer Breakfast on the 20th at the Fredericksburg Hospitality House at 8:30. I have ticket information for those who might be interested. Thank you for your attention. Also, to recognize a member who joined or reinstated her membership on December 22nd, if Sister Branch is worshiping with us today, Sister Helen Branch, who reinstated her membership on December 22nd. No? Thank you for your attention.
Good morning, Shiloh.
Good morning.
Happy New Year to all who are present here today in worship. And God has blessed us with not only another year, but another decade in order that we might be able to serve Him in spirit as well as in truth. And we give God the glory. We're blessed to be in this year, this decade of 2020. Amen. We thank Him for that. My wife and I, we thank all of you for your cards, your gifts, your prayers, your thoughts, and all that you've done for us throughout this Christmas season, how you blessed us and you continue to bless us through your many ideas, your gifts, and your blessings. And we thank you for all of them. I specifically want to thank somebody who is remaining anonymous. Last week, there was a very large Christmas bag in my chair in the office, and with my nose in this, I wanted to open it back there, but I did not. I waited until I got home, and when I opened it, I found a very large travel bag. Not just any travel bag, but one, they had the name and symbol of the soon-to-be Super Bowl champions. Seattle was on the bag. So somebody agrees with me. I don't know who they are. But I thank you for the gifts, and God is still in the midst because my biggest nemesis was eliminated last night. Amen. So we're well on our way. The other nemesis did not make it. So we bless God. I only have but one more to worry about till we get there. We'll probably meet them in the Super Bowl. And that's Baltimore, but we'll be all right. We'll be all right. May not be too kosher at the parish house, but things will be well. Amen. Amen. We give God the glory. For those of you who may not know, but we've been blessed in our membership with the blessings of a new baby girl to the Waiters family, 3:44 a.m., and they named her Gabrielle Hope. Was born at 3:44 a.m. this morning. The baby and mother and father are doing fine, and we give God the glory. Amen. Amen. So continue to pray for the family. Also, put on your list of prayer bereavement, the uncle of Deacon Preston Soto, Brother Alfonso Williams, recently passed. Continue to pray for that family also. Continue to lift them up in prayer. There are those who are going into hospitals, those having tests. We'll continue to give God the glory on their behalf also. I'm not sure how well Sister Ham is doing this morning, but Sister Ham suffered a stroke on last weekend, but she is progressing well at the hospital. Continue to lift her up in prayer also. So we thank God for how he continues to bless us and to keep us. I thank everybody who took a part in the homegoing celebration of Deacon Chambers on yesterday. The family truly appreciates your prayers, your thoughts, and all that you do in order that they may be able to be strengthened during this time of bereavement in their household. Continue to bless and give God the glory for the works that we received through Deacon Chambers while she was with us. Continue to keep them in your prayers. And as we go through this new year, this new decade, we realize that we do it with our focus upon him in order that he might continue to bless us and strengthen us for the days to come here at this branch of Zion. We thank all of you for all that you've done with and through us here at this branch of Zion, and we trust that God is going to work mightily through us again through this year and this decade here at Shiloh Baptist Church, New Site.